Three times the charm. Mr. Badger.
Looks like we're going to make it to lunch. This is the last application for Mr. James today. Mr. James requests authorization to lease approximately 12 acres in Nassauwax Creek, and this is along or near Long Point in Northampton County. The project is protested by nearby property owners. Again, it's in Nassauwax Creek. A little closer location. The three applications you've already seen are here, up to here. Now this one's out away from the shoreline, but near a channel or part of a channel. Again, Mr. James has 5 acres under lease, 11 under application in Northampton County, and this is the third of his three applications in Nassauwax Creek. And Mr. James, again, wants to grow clams in this area. And, of course, with clams comes nets over top of it. We received the application on March 3rd of last year. It's protested by the same petition that Mr. Cooley submitted with 32 signatures. Again, boat access through the small channel, loss of privacy, trespassing, littering nets, rebar, primary fish habitat, and property values. Some of these issues were more addressed to the riparian ones than it is this particular one, but the navigation is probably one of the largest in this particular area. We also received a second protest from William K. Neal III. Mr. Neal states that the area is used as a back channel for those that navigate the north side of Nassauwax Creek. He also stated that there needs to be an intelligent, defined balance between the rights of those who use the water and those who use the bottom. The unmarked shallow draft creeks require access by those who both work the bottom and those who do not. That's Mr. James's application, and if you look closely, you can see this is that back channel coming down like this and going through this portion of the lease, of the Bunce lease. This is not a very good map, but the green here is Mr. James's application. And as you can see, right on the edge of the channel, there was submerged aquatic vegetation in the last 5 years. It may not be there now, but there was a little on this little edge here. Then the channel comes down like this. Again, this is one that you've seen before, but in this particular case, the application is through here. It comes out. Another view. Channel, small channel, but we do use it. I use it. And a little closer view. This is what he's applying for. And then the Bunce application actually cuts across the mouth of the channel here. There is a piece of ground in this general area here that appears to be somewhat shifting sand. And the James Kelly or the sea. Broadwater. Leases in this area over here. So, in summary and recommendation, Mr. James requests authorization. Mr. James requires areas that are in shallow water to grow his aquaculture clams. The area within his application that is in the channel would be too deep for him to use and would impede navigation to the north side of the creek. And staff cannot support leasing the channel. However, there is a small area on the southern portion of Mr. James's application that is not in the channel, which you see here in red, that staff could support. Therefore, staff recommends approval of a portion of the application as bounded on the east by the Broadwater lease and public ground, on the south by Nassauwax Creek and the main channel leading to Bayford, west by the Bunce lease, and try to stay 50 feet off of the channel on the north side. This area is approximately 1.5 acres. It may be shifting sand. It may not be good. By putting clams or nets out there, it could funnel the channel entrance and make it better, or he could lose his clams when the channel decides to shift. So, we wouldn't have any problems leasing this particular area.
Questions from the commission? Maybe we have a winner.
I don't know if it's good, but.
Mr. James.
Since applying, like I said, I applied for this one the same time as the first one we reviewed. It was overlapped with Frog Water Seafood. Gotten some more background on information on this one, that it is probably too dynamic, which is one reason why there is no SAV there. If it wasn't so dynamic, it would be SAV, and I wouldn't be able to get it anyhow. So damned if you do, damned if you don't. If I can get it, you know, I'll take it, but chances of it being usable are slim to none and slim left out.
Questions from the commission? Thank you, Mr. James. It's a public hearing. Is there anybody in the audience who wishes to be heard on this matter? Please come forward, Mr. Stevens.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'll be brief. I personally would second your staff's recommendation. And Mr. James says he can't use it. I take that into account, too. I know that particular area. My prior comments on navigation and use of the channels would apply to this. My prior comments on what people do in and around their docks would not apply to it. If there are any questions, I'd be happy to answer them.
Any questions from the commission? Thank you, Mr. Stevens.
Thank you for your kind attention today.
Anybody else in the audience wish to be heard on this matter? Please come forward. You've been previously sworn in.
Thank you, sir. Just brief.
Your name, please, for the record.
Grant Cooley.
Thank you.
And I'm going to echo Mr. Stevens' sentiments that, you know, what the staff has laid out seems to make sense. That is a very dynamic area. There's a lot of water going through that little channel. It's deep in some places. It's great fish habitat in there. That's about all I got to say about that. You know, it is a dynamic area.
Any questions to the commission? Anybody else in the audience who wishes to be heard on this matter? Mr. James, you need a minute to wrap up, or are you all covered? Seeing no more public testimony here, the public hearing is closed. The matter is before the commission for discussion and action. Mr. Ballard.
I move to approve staff recommendation of the amended application for the 1.5 acres.
Second.
It's a motion by Mr. Ballard and a second by Mr. Minor. Mr. Batcher, do you have something to add?
Just, it doesn't have to do with the motion itself. Once it's approved, we'll go out and survey this, and if Mr. James says it's too dynamic, we don't want it, we also spend an extra day surveying, we get nothing out of it, and it's just a comment, basically, and it's part of doing business, but we've got 11 more of these, very similar to this, coming down to pipe.
It is indeed the cost of doing business as a public servant. We have a motion. It's Mr. Beller?
I guess I have a question for Mr. James regarding that. I think you heard Mr. Badger's comment that it's going to take a staff day, and I'd also add that we recently had issues in Richmond where we were going to have to go to private surveyors. There have been incredible demands on the commission's time to survey these leases. You yourself have a number of leases. Is this something you think would be a good use of the commission's resources and time?
Let the record reflect, Mr. James indicated no, that it's not a good use of the commission's and the staff's time.
I withdraw my motion then and would, I guess, substitute motion, my own motion, to deny the application.
Well, we have a substitute motion here on the maker's motion. Do we have a consensus here?
Yes.
Yeah, I think we do. Is there a second to the substitute motion here to deny the application?
Second.
Second by Mr. France. We have a substitute motion properly second on the table to deny the application. Everybody good?
Yes.
Any discussion? Call the question. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any noes? And the chair votes aye as well. So That application is denied as well, with the record reflecting that Mr. James had indicated that he did not think this was a wise use of the commission's resources to survey this. Anything else on the Habitat Management Division agenda? I see none.